This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time to dive into our VI Cricket season preview. And joining me from Berkshire Stags are captain and coach Sam Hoskin and fellow player Chris Wallace. Chris and Sam, welcome to Connect Radio.
Thank you.
So Sam, let's start with you looking at the club perspective. What was last season like for Berkshire Stags?
Pretty successful season, really. We play in the South Development League, which we managed to win. And we also managed to win for our first time the Development T20 Cup, a competition which no longer exists. So it was good to win it in its last rendition. It was only the second time we'd won the league, so it was quite nice to do the double. So it all went pretty well.
Chris, let's come to you from kind of your personal player perspective and progress. What was your last season like? Give us a little bit of a snapshot.
Well, in some ways, it was probably the best. Personally, I thought it was the best season I'd had at the club, and also I thought the club had had, because I'd been playing with them since 2019. We managed to go through the entire season unbeaten. We didn't lose a single game. In many respects, it was both harder and easier than last season, where last season we won all our league games. I mean, this season it was a struggle. I mean, there's some we had to hate, but we drew. But overall, I would say from both a personal point of view, I think I had the best season yet, certainly with the bats, which is amazing. And it was also very, very enjoyable just to be a sense of something, a team that was actually going places.
Let's go now to previewing the season. Sam, looking at Berkshire, the club, what are your hopes as a club for the upcoming season?
Well, I think the main hope would be to win the league again. If we do so, we'll have done it three times in a row, which would be nice. It's particularly sort of important this year that we continue to build on our squad, just in terms of number of players that we have. I think historically, like many VI cricket clubs, there's been occasions where we've sort of struggled to get a team out on the field. We haven't had that problem over the last couple of years, just because we've brought on quite a few new players. So it'd be good to sort of continue that, keep blooding new players. And also, it's my last one as captain, so it would be nice to win the league again.
Chris, coming to you, what aspirations and goals have you got for the season ahead?
Well, funny enough, I'm hoping that we win the league and the new cup. But I'm actually hoping, one thing I would love to see in the team, as Sam hinted at, is more members. We had only one person actually join us last year, Finn. I'd like to see more youngsters get involved, school children. And those, say, in their teens and 20s who have eyesight problems, who maybe don't even realise about us, you know, trying to get our presence and our knowledge of us known better. It's one of the jobs I do now, trying to build our advertising and marketing so that people who know about us can, if they've got eyesight problems, can maybe come along and watch and see what happens, and try to get more people involved on playing or watching. And also, I'd love it if we got more female players as well, because I personally don't think we have enough. I think we should try and appeal to more of the opposite sex, because get them playing.
When does the season start for Berkshire? When is your first game?
It's the 14th of April. It's a warm-up friendly against Crowthorne Ladies down off the 9 Mile Ride in southern Wokingham. We play a ladies team, and it's likely to be a real tough game.
Looking at the teams you will be playing this season, any particular team that stands out to you as someone that will challenge you and take you through your paces when it comes to either the title or any cups you may be in?
I mean, I think Surrey are always a bit of a test. They're also our nearest team geographically, so there's a bit of a local derby. We always enjoy playing them, and it's normally a pretty good contest. Equally, London Metro tend to give us a pretty good game, because both Surrey and Metro have National League teams, so they have a lot of players that are sort of starting to play at the higher level. So they often give us a bit of a run for our money. I think equally in the T20 Cup, we have a qualifier round against Dorset, the Dorset Dolphins. who always give us a good game, and if we're able to win that,
Dorset, I
then
would say, was the most improved team last season because we played them twice, once at the beginning and once towards the end of the season. And they really come on in leaps and bounds, Dorset, over the course of the season. So they are going to be a team to watch this year.
if we manage to beat Dorset in the cup, we'll then be playing Sussex in the next round, who are obviously a National League team and won the cup and the National League many times. So that will definitely be a run, give us a run for our money.
That is excellent. Well, we wish you guys at Berkshire the best of luck for the upcoming season. Sam Hoskin, captain and coach, and Chris Wallace, thank you very much for speaking to us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.